from the Triple M Studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shigon Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Well, we've got to get into this really quick because Will has to go and have a COVID test.
Oh, he does. Yeah.
It's your last day of isolation, hopefully, Will. You might have to spend some time there through tomorrow, depending on whether the rules are when you first came in contact with the Tier 1 site or whether once you test negative later today, they let you go. Because if it's when you came in contact with the Tier 1 site, it's probably mid-afternoon tomorrow.
Yeah, and I don't think they're going to start bending rules now for me.
I wouldn't have thought that.
Well, it depends what the rule is. We don't know the rule.
No.
Don't know the rule.
Good luck, Will.
Thank you.
It's been a long struggle for you in home eyesight.
You've done very well.
I appreciate it.
And
Australia thanks you.
Thanks you, and hopefully we'll have you back in the studio, if not tomorrow, Thursday.
Yeah, fingers crossed for that. Get in touch with us through Insta at Marty Shigold Show. What do you got for us?
I thought we'd cover off the chip poll just off the top here before the back end.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So yesterday, Will, we lined up our chips in order of our favourites through to our least favourite.
Yeah.
From the, what do they call that box?
Smith's Variety Pack?
The Variety Pack.
I regret my choices, like deeply regret. Because it's not what I...
Lauren choked.
I choked because it's not what I normally would... I just want to put that out there before I lose.
In the Variety Pack, they have plain... salt and vinegar, chicken.
Alex has got them there.
And demonstrating. Cheese and onion. Mm. And then we thought it'd be fun to put them in our favourite order.
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy with my order.
Yeah.
From memory.
We had a lot of messages from people because I put up the Marty Shear poll at two semi-finals.
Yeah.
And like, oh, is it top to bottom or bottom to top? In what world is it bottom to top?
Never.
Why
never.
Do you think I would put that up that order?
It's okay. You're angry because you're
I was angry.
Well, you're still angry about
you've been the angry.
And it's sounding like you're angry.
In what world?
I feel like that's as angry as Will will ever get. In what world would I ever put something up top to bottom?
It just said so much about Will in
it
my
really
mind.
It really did. So Will,
is that how you speak to our listeners on Instagram?
Or on the phones?
No, it was quite lovely to some of those people. Yeah. No, it's top to bottom, not bottom to top.
It's top to bottom, like it always is.
As per, most society in the English language.
So where are we at with the chip poll?
All right, I'll start with semi-final two because this was a bit of a blowout, unfortunately, Troy.
No.
Troy did make silly choices.
Troy.
What order did Troy have his in?
Troy's was mindless. Well, he's gone chicken number one.
Oh, no.
Spring, what is it, the
no,
cheese and
cheese and onion.
I don't even know what flavour that is. Number two.
No. Cheese and onion.
Yuck.
Then plain.
then
salt and vinegar.
He put something at the end.
I hate salt and vinegar. How? It made me spew years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I think that's what triggers me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but vodka's made me spew and I still drink it.
You are the queen of vodka.
Can you take me on a journey then of self-discovery?
Yes.
And salt and vinegar chips?
He's got to power through.
You've just got to keep eating them.
Yeah.
So that's an awful combination of chips, it has to be said.
Yeah.
Starting with chicken.
I love chicken.
It's my favourite. If you asked another 1,000 people to order their chips top to bottom, I don't reckon anyone would come up with that.
Well, I swim against the tide.
That's why you're so wonderful. So what did you have, Will? What was your order?
I thought I went pretty basic. I went salt and vinegar, plain, chicken, and then the onion one that I've...
Right, the cheese and onion.
Straight in the bin one.
That's how I would go, I think, normally. Yeah.
So you beat Troy...
Yeah, it's more of a reflection of Troy, I think, than mine.
Yes, I'm gathering that.
And what was the result?
So that was 61% to 39%.
Oh,
the reason I read that one first is because semi-final one was a nail biter.
Was it?
Oh, really?
Me be you.
It's the poll is still live, but I'm happy to close it.
Yeah.
So it ended up out of almost 2,000 votes. Wow. There's a difference of about 20 votes.
Oh, that's tight.
51% to 49%.
I hope it's me. But so people feel sorry for you because of the calipers thing.
That's not true because I won last week.
The bottom of your legs aren't straight.
You do get shin splints.
Keep it clean.
So Lauren, just for a recap, went salt and vinegar, cheese and onion, chicken, plain.
Which I regret.
Marty,
what did I go?
You went salt and vinegar, cheese and onion, plain and chicken. You just flip the bottom two.
I wonder it was close.
So it's basically, do you prefer plain or chicken? That's what this poll came down to.
Yeah, and what was the who won?
The winner on 51% and going through to the final of the Marty Shear poll.
Yeah.
Still going.
Marty.
Yeah! That's the greatest win I've ever had.
It's the only win you've had in a while.
It's my first win this year.
Now, Marty, do you want to stick with that order for the final against me?
Am I allowed to change it?
No.
I can't imagine you should be able to. What do you guys think?
I think so. Maintain the integrity.
Yeah.
Keep it as it is.
Yeah. We'll go as it is.
Yeah.
Done.
All right.
There you go. All right.
There you go.
Good results. We'll find out tomorrow, hopefully.
Mm.
Yes.
Let's do that. Tomorrow.
All right, let's get into it. The Marty Shegold podcast. The Marty Shegold Show podcast, I should say, from Triple M.
I mean, imagine how many people have sat through the chip bit at the start.
It gets better, everyone.
Jesus.
Stick around.
Is that content?
Delicious content. Delicious.
And we're selling to it tomorrow. If you're not interested in the chip off.
She got this sold.
Lucky you can have the 30-second scrub. That'll be getting a workout. The
Marty Shegold Show. Morning, Marty. How you doing?
Oh, good morning, Troy.
Oh, so good to be back on a Tuesday morning. Exciting news, hopefully, today about lockdown.
Yes, hopefully this time tomorrow people can resume whatever their normal life looks like, or at least part of their normal life.
I just overheard Loz saying, I'm going to book dinner for tomorrow night. Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. You did?
Oh. Yep.
You went out on a limb.
I did it.
And you're expecting it's going to happen.
You're assuming that the Victorian government's going to let us out.
Well, at least for dinner, I don't believe you'll be able to go to people's houses. Mm.
Hopefully we'll be able to have a certain amount of people in a restaurant, masks outside, masks inside, no one at home yet. Hopefully the gyms will open because you know what I'm like.
Oh, you need to go.
Man, really I'm a gym junkie.
Want to. Yeah.
If I don't get back to the gym soon, I'm going to lose my mind.
What have you been twice since you got that membership?
Yeah, twice since I got the membership. Oh, we've had a couple of lockdowns and a holiday.
I had gout. You had an Achilles issue.
And I had an Achilles issue. So I've been very unlucky when it comes to heavy training.
Yeah. Tell you who has been unlucky, Will. He's still stuck in quarantine while the rest of us are going to be able to get out of
Morning,
lockdown.
Will.
Morning, team.
You're not far away. We think within the next 48 hours you'll be able to leave your house.
Yeah, it's within touching distance now. So I need to get a negative today.
Yeah.
And then wait for the call.
Yeah, work out when you can actually leave. Because is it backdated to the time that you were exposed? Or once you get that negative test, can you just go about your life?
Surely.
Who knows?
Which was at the gym.
Which was, ironically, at the gym, a place you tried to go to better yourself, and here you are 2 weeks later still stuck in your own house.
Are you going to think twice about going to the gym now, Will?
No, I'll go straight back.
Will you?
Really?
Well, they're going to be open.
Gee.
Imagine if I get done
again. That's the thing. Oh, could you cope with another 2 weeks?
Would I laugh? Yes, I would. How are you, Alex?
I'm pretty good, thank you.
How's Vivian going?
Yeah, she's all right. She means she's not my favourite person in the world.
She's not your favourite cat. I'm expecting a call soon from Alex for me to run Vivian out to the country.
No, not Vivian.
Which, I feel not coming.
Which will be fine. I'll just get a text going, country. And I'll know what it means.
Today,
just put Vivian out the front of the flats and I will release her
freedom.
And she can be a feral bird-eating cat. Sometimes that's what cats are the best at.
Oh, they are very good at surviving in the wild.
I won't be the first bloke that's dropped a cat up in the bush.
Yeah, she certainly won't.
DC! No.
Yes!
Oh, my God, those fingers. They should have an Olympic event for fingers.
He'd win.
He'd win for sure. We've got our very own gold medalist. Oh, here we go.
Top six.
Oh, Marty.
I was thinking about something else.
What?
Just a future conversation I'm going to have. Top six at six. little bon mots. Headlines to help you get through the day. Snippets. I like snippets.
No, let's go with snippets.
Snippets of conversation.
That works.
Because tomorrow we're all back at work with a bit of luck. Well, not really. No one's coming back, are they?
Well, I think they're suggesting 25% in the office.
Is 25% what we call essential? Or is essential less than...
No, they go back to... No. This is how we usually come out of lockdown.
Yeah, 25.
25, and it's on a rotational thing.
Oh, God.
Still lots of people at work, tradies.
I saw some depressing stats about the CBD yesterday as well.
The city is really struggling.
And Bourke Street particularly.
Yeah.
The mall and rental spaces. A couple of big brands departing.
Yeah.
DJs shutting down menswear.
Oh.
Yes. I believe they've sold that building.
Yeah, and...
trying to turn the other one into something next level.
So one side of the road
will go.
Yeah. The south side of Bourke Street.
Yikes.
Top six at six. Coming in at number one, Victoria's fifth lockdown to end tonight, but tough restrictions to remain. We know that. Number two, Olympic water polo. Australia comes from behind to topple the Netherlands, Will.
The Stingers.
The Stingers. They look good, don't they?
They do. They're doing very well.
Number three, Vale Dita Brummer.
Really sad.
Yeah, it's a terrible story. Ex-home and away actor, played the character of Shane Parrish, has passed away at the age of 45.
I grew up watching him on the telly on Home and Away.
Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of people would have. It's terrible news when lives end at that age for that reason.
Yeah.
But we've sort of all become a bit more used to it, haven't we? It's awful news for his family.
Terrible.
Number four, Pink is happy to pay the fines issued to Norwegian beach handball team. I thought they were the volleyball team. The beach volleyball team, not beach handball.
Beach handball.
Yeah, I don't know where that's come from. Sorry, no. That was a copy and paste.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Yeah.
It's never far away, though. We know that.
I think it might be beach handball. Oh.
Beach handball?
I've never heard of beach handball.
It's surely beach volleyball, isn't it?
Beach handball? It sounds like giving a beer to each other.
News.com article says.
Oh, there are a lot of them, actually, now that I think
handball.
About it.
It's handball. It's a different net.
It's a different sport. My apologies.
Oh, thank you.
My apologies. You were correct.
Thank you.
Number five, women are claiming boobs are getting bigger after having the Pfizer jab. Mine certainly did. Mine are massive, beautiful boobies. Number six, South Korean broadcaster apologises after using pictures of Chernobyl to depict Ukraine and Count Dracula for Romania and pizza for Italy, among other ridiculous images during Tokyo 2020 opening ceremony.
What?
Was that just to help, you know, contextualise the countries for their viewers?
Sounds like our Channel 7 commentary team.
Joe, they're not costumes.
Yeah. Can we just talk?
Can we just talk? Piers Morgan.
Piers Morgan, and we had a chat about this in the office before the show. The beautiful bodies that are in the Olympics are astounding.
Yeah.
Across all ages, including our 46-year-old friend, the gymnast from Uzbekistan, I think.
She's out now, by the way.
Yeah, that was her last ever.
I'm relieved for her because at 46, there are parts of her body that shouldn't be doing what she does.
Yeah, have a rest.
It's amazing, though.
Unbelievable. That TikTok video you sent through of her starting in when? Was it Atlanta?
1963.
She was at the Tokyo Olympics in 64. Piers Morgan has raised eyebrows with a tweet about the British men's swimming uniform. He says it's shocking and shameful that male divers have to wear such overtly sexualising skimpy briefs at the Olympics. I demand full-body unitards to protect and respect their dignity. Now, he's having a bit of fun.
Mm. Yeah.
Classic Piers. Sarcasm attached without any wit whatsoever, which is what's always so confusing about Piers. He's never been funny in his life and doesn't know how to be, so he always misses the mark.
Mm, yeah.
And that's something Piers has had to struggle with his whole life, I'm sure, from the time that he would have been bullied as a young child up until today.
He's a serious broadcaster.
And one of the great turds. but it has raised the question, whether he meant to or not, inadvertently, of the sexualisation that's going on at these Olympics and the conversation that's starting now, particularly around female sports in the Olympics.
Mm.
One of the teams, I think it's the Germans, isn't it, DC?
Yes.
The Germans.
Yeah.
Have decided to wear a unitard for their gymnastics. Mm. Now, I'm not sure if they're allowed to.
I don't know the actual rules, but it makes sense because I was a gymnast, and wearing those leotards is really...
Would you ever wear one in to work so that we could have a look at what you look like in a... you're right.
Okay, great.
I don't want to sexualise radio people.
No.
No.
It's the last thing I want to do.
Certainly
don't
not.
Ever.
But they are full on because you're doing splits, you're doing kinds of things.
I read that they wear bum tape to hold the leotard in place. Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's like how you would wear tape to hold... dresses and things like that, yeah.
So what, you just tape up your ass?
Double-sided tape.
And then you tape your leotard to your actual...
Because you're not allowed to pick a wedgie in a routine.
You're not allowed to pull your leotard out of your bum.
No, so if you have a wedge, unless you want to lose like a certain amount of points, you cannot pick
it. Leave it there.
So you're actually penalised for pulling your leotard out of your ass crack.
Yep.
Oh.
That is absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah.
So now we've seen the beach volleyball women rightfully, no, the actual volleyballers as well as this handball team from the Netherlands that Pink's agreed to pay for them to wear shorts, like bike shorts type of things, rather than skimpy bikini bottoms. Mm. And the female beach volleyballers have had enough of it too.
Mm.
There's actually rules around the amount of cloth that they have to have on their bum.
Mm.
And you can't wear more than that. More than that.
More.
It's a maximum amount of cloth
measure. It's so uncomfortable to play like that, surely.
Could you imagine the sand in your date?
No.
I mean,
no, I don't want to think about it.
Oh, my God. All of that rummaging around between your legs. It's like exfoliating your actual ring.
You would suck up the entire beach.
Oh, my God. You wouldn't be enough sand.
Like one of those dredging machines.
And I love a barrier cream too, don't get me wrong. You wouldn't get a tub of Vass big enough to get between my legs and keep everything moving in the right direction. You seem pretty dreamy when you're thinking about that.
No, I was thinking of Piers. Because Piers, before that, had sort of said that it's nonsense that these women want to wear these long leotards.
Yeah.
And then has said this thing about the men's swimming team. So he's just... He's an idiot.
He is. He's being a dick and he's intentionally doing it, but he's also raising the point that there's an enormous amount of sexualisation going on because these Olympians are stunning.
Yeah, sure.
Mm. Their bodies. What did you describe their six packs as this morning?
Off air.
All right, I'll press the button then. What's on the back page? Da, 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 da. What is happening in the wide world of Will?
Well, Troy... It's all about the Olympics, of course.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It is.
Will, is your hat made of terry toweling?
It is, yeah. It's a terry toweling Australian hat.
It's a great hat.
It is.
Hard to wear headphones with.
Yeah. You look fantastic.
You do.
What did you make of Titmus's coach? We were just chatting about it off air.
Dane Boxall.
Yeah.
I thought it was excellent.
So did I. I loved passion.
I loved the Japanese attendee behind me.
Yes. You can't go down there. He's like, mate, I'm going anywhere at the moment.
Yeah.
She's read through 300 pages of IOC commission
rules.
So
they're not allowed to come down this way.
How do I catch him?
She was not
stay
prepared.
Out of his way would be my advice. He was through the roof. I love that kind of passion.
Yeah.
And as we were just chatting off air, Will, he's at the pool every time Titmus is.
Yep.
What's her first name?
It has been.
Ariane.
They call her Arnie.
Oh, yeah. It makes sense. Ariane's a terrible name.
Titmus is much better.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with Ariane.
You just enjoy saying Titmus.
Who call themselves Titmus DC? It's ludicrous.
Ariane Titmus inspired a nation yesterday with a phenomenal win, 400-metre freestyle against US swimming legend Katie Ledecky. Everyone knows this. She was trailing after the first 300 metres and it ended up with the second fastest swimming time in history of the event. It's the first 400-metre Olympic gold since Shane Gould in 1972 for Australia.
Wow.
So it's been a long time between drinks. So she's also favourite to win the 200-metre freestyle. She qualified for the semi-final last night, winning her heat.
She did it easy.
Yep, and the women's 4x200-metre relay is also a favourite for Australia.
And how many more things has she got? Because she's one of those ones, isn't she? She's got so much. Is she the girl that... Oh, no, that was McEwen.
No, that's Emma McKeon.
McKeon.
So McEwen is going to be racing today for a medal. Emma McKeon won a bronze yesterday in the butterfly, 100-metre butterfly, one of the toughest events on the program. So she's two down, five to go in her quest for seven medals at this Games, which will be a record for Australian women.
Yep.
Kyle Chalmers, that was the other story out of yesterday in our bronze medal 4x100-metre relay team. He swam one of the fastest races of all time, so it bodes well for his individual leg where the heats start today. He swam 46.44 in his leg
for 100 metres.
The second fastest relay split ever in that event.
Jeez.
And faster than the world record of 46.91.
Wow.
The world record only counts in the lead-off of a relay.
Yeah.
So if you're the fourth or third leg, it doesn't count because it's a bit easier to shave a bit of time off. But it means that Chalmers and Dressel is going to be a really interesting event.
When's that?
The heats start today,
great.
And so over the next few days, we'll see how they go. The Hockey Roos are cruising. That's nice. Our women's hockey team, 6-0 win over China, top of Group B. The Stingers, as we mentioned before, our women's water polo team, are second in Group B after their second win over the Netherlands.
They're going great.
Comeback victory. What else? Julian Wilson is now out of the surfing, which is disappointing, controversial. There were claims of bias from the judges.
Mm.
A Brazilian judge gave Gabriel Medina a nice score, which apparently stitched us up. But
God, it looks like an awful swell, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
Conditions just look foul. Mm.
There's a reason Tokyo's not on the World Surf Tour.
It's also a cyclone or something.
Oh, it's just a mess. Yeah. Have you seen any of the surfing?
I saw a little bit, and
pick a wave out of that.
No. Yeah.
They ended up 100 metres apart.
Like Port Phillip Bay.
Wilson and the Brazilian. They just both looked at that surf and went, well, I'll try down here. Why don't you go up there?
Yeah.
An indication of things to come, because the rowing, our women's four and our men's four, were meant to be today their finals, but I think they've been pushed to tomorrow because of the typhoon.
Better conditions.
It's not ideal what's happening in Tokyo with the weather at the moment. Mm. But we'll quickly do the medal tally before we go. Japan are leading. Eight golds at the moment, which is nice for the host country.
Yeah.
We're sitting in seventh. So we've got 2 golds, 1 silver, and 3 bronze. That puts us just behind Korea, but we've got a lot of golds in the next couple of days. Hopefully, most in the pool.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M.
I wake up with
Marty.
Register your details, martysheargoldshow.com.au, and get ready for us to call you. Yep. Answer within four rings.
Answer within four rings, and all you have to say is, I wake up with Marty.
Easy.
I'm pretty sure this is an original idea, something we haven't talked about for a long time.
Well, we sat around in a meeting at the start of the year and dreamed it up, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We just dreamed it up. I've never heard anything like it.
No.
So it feels right to me. We're giving away a whiskey decanter, glasses, and a bottle of Starwood whiskey. Any update on the whiskey, Matthew?
No update today.
It's almost like Starwood don't want to give us a bottle of whiskey.
I think they want to reserve it to give it away to the listeners.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're missing an opportunity to give us a bottle of whiskey.
Aren't you off the booze?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean everyone's off the booze.
I'm
we could be free
not.
Pouring.
No. What, like at 6 o'clock.
Like Peaky Blinders. If you've seen Peaky Blinders, you'll know what I mean.
Yeah.
They just drink whiskey and smoke all the time.
God. It makes you just want to drink little shot glasses of whiskey.
All day.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Walk in, tap the bar.
And then just have a fag and a whiskey. I mean, does life get any sweeter?
I would hate all of that.
No, you wouldn't. Nah. I could get you back on the bangers, mate.
Do you drink scotch or whiskey?
Not really. No. I've had it before.
Imagine how deep his voice would be.
I've had it. I've had like the taste of a cigarette once in my life.
Is that right?
It's revolting.
What was his name?
Hey, Troy, you walked into it.
Come on, mate.
Always do, half asleep.
And how old were you when you tasted that cigarette?
18.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Never tried a cigarette.
Nah. Wow.
Well done to you.
No, I just didn't like it.
Yeah, power.
And, you know, as a message to anyone embarking on a smoking journey, stop now.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Before the smoke's own you.
Mm.
Who are we calling today?
We are calling Richard in Moolap.
Moolap.
Yeah, thank you for registering, Richard. Let's hope he answers within four rings. Let's dial a number, see how we go here. That's the first one.
One for Richard. Two.
Come on, Dick.
Three.
That's it.
Oh, no.
Richard.
Richard, silly Richard, dick. Richard.
What are you doing?
Oh, you big dick.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
What are we talking about here? Because I don't have anything in front of me.
The tradie situation.
Oh, this is a mate of Loz's who will remain unnamed.
Yes.
Because there is still currently work going on at her property.
Yes.
She sent you a photo yesterday.
She sent us a Snapchat, a video.
A video?
Of her walking into her backyard. And she's had renovations happening at her place for a while now.
Mm.
They're always fun.
Everything, yeah.
Lockdown would be making them go quicker.
It's taken a lot longer than anticipated.
Mm.
But everything's been fine.
Yeah.
Relationships are fine with the builders. Everything's fine.
Very important.
Good.
Yeah. She walked out in her backyard today. It's almost completed.
Mm.
And under a blue tarp.
Under the tarp.
Was a giant human poop.
Yeah.
And you know a human poop when you see one.
Of course.
Yeah.
Dad rustled up the troops when we were kids in Paris and asked a stranger to take a photo of us with an old camera around a human poo that Dad couldn't believe the size of.
Yeah.
We've still got that photo. Oh, it took his breath away. He's like, get around. Excuse me. Take a quick photo of it. And then if you look closely at the photo, on the step in front of us is about a 14-inch long human poo. It's like it had been laid by a baker.
Wait, what's this? So the entry to the Louvre?
The Louvre. Do you know
poo.
What it is, though?
Poo. It was at the Pifel Tower. Poofel Tower.
The Poops Elise.
The Eiffel. tower.
We could go all day.
Anyway.
We could just do the Arc de Poo-Om.
I think when a human poop isn't in a toilet, it looks much bigger
of
as
course.
Well. That's what it is.
That's what right. it is.
There's a lot of poo that goes in the toilet.
Or if you poo well, in an yeah. American toilet where they have the water all the way up to the top, it's frightening.
Oh.
Have you ever
oh,
done
yes.
poo in an American
oh, yeah.
toilet
yeah.
and stood back and gone, holy hell,
no,
yeah.
it's
where did that come from?
How do they live with those toilets?
Oh, I
that are
hate
like...
those toilets.
Yeah, no.
Put a brick in your cistern and get rid of some of that water.
There's so much water in there.
Oh, it's revolting.
It's like a spa bath in there. It's so it's...
And this is part of the reason I hate Americans.
Because of their toilets.
Oh. Where did the
Where did the tradie chew?
Where did the tradie
yeah.
poo is the question we're asking.
Or if you are a tradie.
Where have you had to do a poo?
Sometimes you've got to go.
Because we're thinking that your mate, he couldn't for whatever reason access the house.
Well, the thing is, there was always a toilet available.
Yeah.
And you cannot get into that backyard without going through the house.
And the tradie's done a poop and then just pulled the tarp over.
Yeah. It's either that or a disgruntled neighbour is fed up with a renovation
yeah,
and climbed
the
over
fence.
The fence.
That happens too.
Now, you're certain it wasn't a large dog?
Well, A, I said this. Well, like my friend was like, maybe it's a Great Dane. I was like, how would a Great Dane get into the backyard?
Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah.
And also, it's a human poo.
You can tell a human poo.
Yeah. It's massive.
We have a lot of calls, guys, to get to here. Let's start with Pete and Cole. Hey, okay, Pete.
Hey, morning, guys. How are you?
Wonderful, Pete. Where did the tradie do a poo?
I'm a tradie, but I was actually being a truck driver this day, filling up a water cart.
Yeah.
And I was sort of busting, so I had to take the shovel off the side of the truck and do me poo and flick it down the drain.
Oh, nice. So you pooed onto the shovel and then just threw it away.
Yeah, it took a fair bit of skill to aim right.
Yeah.
On the shovel.
Yeah. Well done.
Give it a gone freaking.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like a hockey with a shovel.
Yeah, you just did poo on a shovel.
A lot of detail.
And you're accurate at pooing.
That's very clever.
Yeah. When was the last time you pooed on a shovel?
I've never pooed.
You and the Queen.
Yeah.
Simon in Pasco Vale. Hey,
G'day,
Simon.
G'day, guys. Hiya.
Good, Simon. Where did the tradie poo, buddy?
Yeah, it's pretty revolting, this one. But
this one is.
I was a site manager for a large builder, and I got a surprise one day walking into a bathroom that was getting built.
Mm.
Had a bit of a smell to it and opened up the vanity
bathroom,
and they had taken the shelf out of the vanity, done their business, the number two on the vanity, put the shelf back in and shut the doors.
Oh, my God.
Because
if you can't see it, you haven't done it. Am I right, Simon?
You can smell it.
Doesn't matter. You can't see it. Matt's on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Where did the tradie poo, mate?
Himself.
Where?
Himself.
Oh, no. What happened, Matt?
Dried apricots?
When I was an apprentice, he was working out the back.
Yeah.
I lost something here. Matty, he gives a hand.
Yeah.
Like, I ran over, and he's like, I'll shit myself. And I thought he was joking.
Yeah.
So I was like, I let him go when he back at the front.
Yeah.
Anyway, about 10 minutes later, I see this grown-ass man with a little white bum running to the front of his car.
Oh, no.
Covering his climate.
No.
Trying to get changed.
He'd had to throw the pants out.
He had to throw the pants out.
Oh, that's a big poop, too, when you're throwing away pants. Yeah. Oh, that happens.
Does it?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Got a Lee in Upper Plenty.
Upper Plenty, indeed. Hello, Lee.
There you go, guys.
Never better. Did you? That's was fine. It you that pooed?
No. I don't want to mention any names, but Frankie is a tipper driver in Thomastown.
Yes.
Used to sneak into the back of his tipper and drop a bloody cable.
Poo in the back of his own truck.
Drop a cable.
All of that.
Drop the kids at the pool.
Thank you, Lee.
Give birth to a Morrison.
All right. Jesse in Frankston on 133353. What do you want to tell us?
It was in the Portaloo, but he used to be the typical concreter, wear footy shorts and footy socks every day, but he'd always go in the Portaloo with two socks and come out with one.
Was he wiping his bum with his other sock, Jesse?
Oh, I don't know. I think they went out of toilet paper and he just used the old sock and drop.
The sock and drop, it's a thing?
It's got a name.
It's got a term.
It's got a name. We're going to have a sock and drop. Ladies are animals, aren't they?
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M.
Sheargold Show, Triple M.
Will, you found a funny story on Instagram yesterday that we're going to talk about now whilst we ask the question, have you ever accidentally dropped your wife? Give us a bell if you've ever accidentally dropped your wife.
Yes.
Now, I didn't say this was hilarious. Those were your words. Hey, Martin et al. South Australian, long-time listener and big fan of the great Sheargold, says Corey.
It's lovely to hear from the South Australian listeners.
Yes. Yeah. This is the beauty of the podcast, too. We get to expand our reach.
That's worldwide. And for people who might only experience the show between 3 and 4, there is a whole other show going on that you may or may not be aware of that you can find on the Listener app.
Mm-hmm.
No ease.
No ease.
Corey says, me and the missus were out Friday night dancing, and I really dropped the ball, in brackets, missus, on her head.
On her head.
And she fractured 3 vertebrae and was in hospital for 4 days.
Oh, my God.
Longest part of the day was waiting for the full show dump every morning. That's our podcast.
What, that's what we call the podcast. The
unaffiliated.
So the longest part of his day was not his wife being in hospital. It was waiting for the show to be released on the Listener app.
Yeah.
Long story short, she's at home, no spinal cord injury, and has a neck brace for 8 weeks, but is healthy otherwise, which is good news
that
for
is
Corey's
good news.
Wife.
A neck brace for 8 weeks would be such a pain in the ass. Does that mean you've got to sleep in it as well?
I imagine so. But thankfully, no spinal cord damage. That is so lucky.
Oh, totes. I mean, sometimes you accidentally drop your wife. It can happen. Garcia contacted us on the Instagram.
Who?
What's his name?
Corey.
Garcia.
What the hell?
Corey got to us on the...
Garcia, you're back in Barcelona.
So you say Spanish. What's your mother's name? Too slow. You're not Spanish.
Mother's name's Garcia.
So you say you're a bullfighter. What's the name of the last bull you fought?
What's
Garcia.
Your bull
name?
You're not a bullfighter.
You don't have a bull.
You don't have a bull. You're not Spanish. So you say you like chorizo.
What's your chorizo's name?
What's your chorizo's name? What's your favorite processed meat? It should be chorizo.
Let's go out dancing. Don't drop your wife while we're dancing.
So you like to drink wine out of a goat skin?
Did you accidentally drop your wife? I really regret bringing that
up. Well done,
Maybe you're Spanish.
Maybe I'm not.
Did you drop your wife? Yeah. Old
Causer.
Corey. He dropped his wife out. They were dancing, having a great night. Corey's obviously tried to lay on a magical move.
Yeah.
And
an update from Corey. Oh, he's in good spirits and now is a big fan of the Olympics, says Corey.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you've got to wear a neck brace, which is what happened to poor old Corey's wife, 8 weeks in the neck brace, no permanent spinal damage. It's worth
Which is good.
She's loving the Olympics. If you're ever going to get sick, now's actually a great time.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've got TV.
Mm. Yes.
I downloaded 7 Plus on my computer.
You've had so many struggles with this over the past few days.
None of my tellies will let me have 7 Plus.
But you've resolved it.
I've resolved it. I've got it on the computes.
Oh, nice.
So now I have that on the bed next to me with all the screens up.
Oh, God.
And I've got the Olympics on and people are coming to visit me in lockdown.
And you've actually worked out how to turn the computer on.
Yes. And you know what I had for dinner last night?
What?
6 party pies.
Oh, my God. Oh,
you are living the life.
It is a full party at my job.
Do you wash yourself with a rag on a stick in that bed?
And just like, would you like tuna morno? I'm like, are you joking?
I've got party pies.
Some party pies in the oven for us sweets.
Sweet. Oh, she'd love that.
Oh, she loves having me around.
Sweet.
Oh, she's so lucky.
Long suffering.
I think she knows how lucky she is. She doesn't always say it, though.
I'm not convinced.
We've all met Ange, and I think we all know how lucky you are.
Correct.
Have you ever dropped Ange?
Have I ever dropped Ange?
Surely in your lounge room dancing
sessions.
Yeah,
we would have had some spills over the years.
Yeah.
We've given it a nudge. Groove is on the line. Good morning, Groove.
How you going, guys?
Never better, mate. Did you drop your wife?
Yeah, I did, mate. Yeah, we were walking home from a party one night and she decided to go one way and I went the other way, but I tried to pull her in towards me
because
she was going the wrong way and I fell on her.
Yeah.
But I tried to catch her, but I ended up falling on her ankle and broke it in 2 spots.
Oh,
my God.
No.
Yeah, completely dislocated it.
Oh, no. Just what should have been an innocent drunk walk home together has ended in a broken ankle.
Yeah, and an ambulance ride home.
And an ambulance ride home. Groove, were you in trouble or was it all sort of like okay?
Sort of. She was a bit under the weather anyway, so
she didn't.
She got up and tried to walk on it, which made it worse.
Yes. Well, I blame her too, Groove. I agree.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show. Tell me.
Doing this for AusTrack Campers. Built tough, built to last. Head to austrackcampers.com.au. This is Will's three-way.
It is. And I took the opportunity to head to AusTrack Campers online, and hooly dooly, they're making a good camper.
Oh, they are.
Whenever I look at those kind of campers, I think, you know what, it'd be lovely, a trip around Australia.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Now's the perfect time to do
it. It sure is, and I think that's going to be the case for a little while yet.
We can't go anywhere else.
Can't go overseas, so invest in one of these. And some great options.
You could track your course depending on which state's open.
And in your camper.
And in your camper.
Quickly no matter. Move across.
Oh, WA just shut.
Yeah.
Oh, well, so we'll duck back into the Northern
South
Territory.
Australia.
Hang a right.
We were going to go to WA. Yeah. Not now.
Back on another
well
ball.
Done, AusTrack, and thank you for being a part of it.
For sure.
It's Will's three-way. Explain how it works, Will.
I will name three things. Items, cities, places, people, anything. Mm. You have to tell me what they have in common, what the common denominator is between the three things.
It's an old-fashioned theme train, which is why we're playing train.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because it is, as we used to know it, the theme train.
Yeah.
Remember when the morning workday guys would go, hey, what's the theme? And then they'd play like 10 songs and you had to guess what the theme was.
Mm.
Great. Oh, is that what a theme train is?
Yes, that's what the old theme train used to be.
I've done that before.
And Will is very harsh.
You've done everything. There isn't a radio idea that you, or I indeed, have not executed.
50 minutes of non-stop whatever.
It's fun. It's fun to see young people suggest ideas and think they're the first person to tag it.
I did that 30 years ago. When Will suggested this one, and I was like, oh, like a theme train.
Yeah.
And he was like,
what?
And then you guys have really embraced the train idea.
When he got really excited for the Mardi Gras, and I was like, Mardi Gras. Sweet Will.
Yeah. Well, that was just a good pun.
Mardi Gras. I remember that from 2003.
When you're on a float.
I was on a float with my old mate Fifi Box.
Have you literally done that?
Yeah, we did that.
I didn't know.
Fee and I
Marty's
did that.
Done everything.
We
of
had
course.
A float. I reckon it would have been 2007.
Yeah. What were you dressed in?
I was wearing a barbecue apron with big sausages on it.
Chorizo.
And I had tongs. And Fee had a lovely dress on that was, I think, from memory, Alex Perry was involved in that dress. It was a fun night.
Yeah, you would have embraced
certainly.
It. You would have had fun.
Once we got off the float, it was a fun night.
Yes.
If I could remember it.
All right, here we go.
Here we go, the theme train.
All right, now you're taking on Loz.
Yes, that's right. What's the head-to-head score in the three?
1-0.
1-0, there you go.
Yeah, but Will was too harsh on me last time. I was giving the right answer. He's like, I need more detail.
All right, take that up with Will.
Which one was that?
I don't remember.
No, neither.
Well, of course you won't. It's radio.
Here we go. Best of five, first of three.
Best of five, first of three.
Tell me what these things
are. Are we allowed to shout out as soon as we think we've got it?
Yep, you say the answer, you only get one answer.
So if you go early.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not like Cinemasaurus where you can just keep saying things.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
So make sure you're specific enough.
Come on, Lauren.
Barbecue, pizza.
Shapes.
Yes.
Oh.
I didn't even get to chicken crimpy.
Shapes.
Well
done, Loz.
That was good.
That was excellent.
All I could think about was Barbecue Bob, the guy that does breakfast up in Brisbane.
All the barbecue things.
Of all the things barbecue related.
93.7.
Yeah.
with Robin and Terry.
That's right, yes.
97.3.
97.3. Yeah. As soon as you said barbecue, I was like, Barbecue Bob.
Bob.
This will have to be about Barbecue
it's
Bob.
It's Bob's. Types of Bob.
It's types of Bob.
Hang on. It's Will's contest here, not Matt's.
That's okay.
Okay,
Matt loves
on,
the media stuff.
Yeah, that's
question
true.
Two.
Okay.
Lauren 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
Is it best of three?
Best of five.
Best of five.
Sorry,
three.
Best of three.
Alfred, St. Vincent.
Hospitals
Epworth.
In Melbourne.
Oh, Loz.
Oh, wow.
Correct. Marty.
Marty, you still with us? 2-0.
Here we go. 2-0. This is to win.
You get this one, yeah.
Irukandji.
Jellyfish.
Stingers. Opals.
Irukandji.
Yeah, I can't believe you.
It's the polo teams. water polo.
Is that right?
Is that right?
Are you good?
Water polo?
I'm not going to give it. It's Australian, Australian Olympic teams.
You were too specific.
Opals.
Mm.
I was just
you went
of
too
the
early,
stingers.
Marty.
Yeah, I went too early.
You just went after Urukanji's.
Yeah, jellyfish. I had to, mate. I'm too down.
He's rattled.
I haven't got time.
You have to get this right, and I just know you're not.
Well, give him an easy one. Give him one he has a chance of getting.
Well, how's that for a quizmaster? You have to get this right, and I just know you're not.
That's
you're
not something get Larry it. Would say.
Larry Emder would not say
Never.
That. Congratulations to Larry for his first night of hosting The Chase last
yes.
night. I thought he did a really ordinary job.
Oh well done,
it.
Larry.
I'm going to watch tonight.
I'm joking.
Did a great job.
Larry knows I'm joking. I mean, you'd rather have Larry than Andrew O'Keefe, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it did take Seven a long time to wind Andrew up.
Larry,
not sure what they were waiting for.
Larry
final
question
final day.
What's the next question?
Beat again in game shows.
For the integrity of the quiz, I'm not going to mix these up to make a
no,
contest.
No, don't.
Yeah, good.
I can't
don't.
Do that.
No, don't.
Here we go. Clarendon, Valencia, Lo-Fi.
I know this. Fonts.
I know you do.
Fonts on Microsoft
no,
Word.
No, not fonts.
Not fonts.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Marty, Clarendon,
yeah.
Valencia, and Lo-Fi.
And they're not fonts.
Matt knows it.
I do.
I know.
If it's not fonts.
It's similar-ish.
Yeah, lettering would be too similar to fonts.
Oh, don't give him clues.
What do they call that?
Do you know what it is now, Lauren?
No. Nah.
What do they you call do. That?
No, stuff? I don't think you're going to get
out.
It.
Oh, yeah.
Gone.
The time there.
What is it?
Instagram filters. Lauren
oh,
wins.
Lauren. I don't
Would
use
I ever
them.
Get that?
Lauren's the winner.
How would I ever get that? Why is that even in the quiz?
It's oh. never on Insta.
I wouldn't. You
should have got chased,
originally, obviously, like everyone else, I thought fruit.
I thought oranges.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
Ah, the
once I heard, then I thought street names, but surely not.
No. Filters.
Instagram filters.
Oh, well I won.
Lars. Hold on, Lauren. No.
5 seconds. Stand by two.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
It is the Marty Shegold Show.
July 27 today.
July 27?
Mm, yeah. 1377. I love these ones because you're going so far back that they're kooky.
Mm.
1377 was the first example of quarantine in Rugusa, which is now Dubrovnik.
It's actually as a spelling mistake there.
Oh, there
Dubrovnik.
Who did that?
I did.
I was going to say that would not have been Will.
No.
Well, no, with being geography.
I know, but it was just a copy and paste thing again.
All right.
Did they misspell Dubrovnik?
Yeah, they misspelled
that.
Dubrovnik.
That website is sloppy.
It's really sloppy.
Okay. The city council passed. I blame the website too, not someone reading what they've written.
I didn't really.
Who would ever do that?
I skim read it and then thought, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, I know. I could see what's happened. You haven't read it. The city council passes law saying newcomers from plague areas must isolate for 30 days.
That's isolation.
Isn't that?
Oh, God.
I'll just read it. I'll read the whole thing as it is for fun. First example of quarantine in Rugusa, now Dubrovnik. City council passes law saying newcomers from plague areas must isolation for 30 days.
Oh, there we go.
I mean, I don't know how I look so good on this show. With the people around me.
Especially when you reread the mistakes.
Yeah, I know. You could. Yeah. Well, I pointed it out.
Are you suggesting that I could do some reading before starting something
Absolutely
like this?
Absolutely.
That's never going to happen. We know that.
Correct. Gee, Willy Winkers. 1890, Dutch painter Vincent van Gogh shoots himself and dies of injuries 2 days later.
Oh,
he would have had no idea that people would be paying $100 million for his paintings now.
Yeah.
He's a little overrated too.
Oh,
jeez. Van Gogh. With eyes that
know the darkness. Go on then, you paint.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh,
what have you painted lately?
You have a paint.
What was Van Gogh famous for? His self-portrait was one of his big ones.
And
the daffodils. I mean,
and Starry, Starry Night, the painting. Didn't he do the Scream?
No, that was
Munch.
Munch.
You're famous for painting posts.
Yeah.
At your
Van
house?
Gogh, heavily overrated as an artist. Look at that. I mean, you're telling me I couldn't do that? Get me a set of crayons, I'll do it now.
Let's next level it.
Okay.
Look at that. That's ordinary.
So you could do this one?
Yeah, totes.
Yeah, no worries.
A couple of stars and a bit of reflection off the water.
Oh, yeah.
That's about as basic as a painting gets. I'm not surprised. 1947, the New York Yankees catcher Yogi Berra starts a career 148-game errorless streak.
Smarter than the average bear.
Is that who Yogi Bear was named after?
I don't know.
Smarter than the average bear.
DC's saying yes.
Yeah, it'd have to Yogi be, surely. Bearer.
Yogi Bearer. 148 games without making a mistake. And he was a catcher. That's unbelievable. Like,
so does that mean you just never dropped him?
Never dropped one, never fumbled one.
Got a glove.
Got a glove on it. Yeah, you got a glove. I mean, that is phenomenal. 1995, opening act Bob Dylan joined the Rolling Stones for a version of Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone at a show in France. 1995.
Apparently Yogi Bear
and
Yogi Berra are just a coincidence.
Yeah, but and he tried to, I was going to do it in fact check, he tried to sue them.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, DC was nodding at me though it was...
They say it's a coincidence. I think they did.
They did rip it off.
Yeah, but they were like, no, we didn't.
No, we didn't. Well, yes,
Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah.
Hanna-Barbera. 2003, the 90th Tour de France has no winner because of Lance Armstrong.
Good on you, Lance.
Will the cheat defended Lance the other day?
Of course Will would defend him.
Why did you defend him?
Because he beat all the other cheats.
They were all cheating, right. So it was
everyone
fine.
Was cheating, so you're working off that everyone's cheating, so the best cheat won.
He's best of the cheaters.
We know how Will operates.
Yeah. One of these Tour de France's that Lance won, I'm pretty sure Cadell has been subsequently awarded the winner of. Cadell Evans won his own one, and then I think he came third, and the two ahead of him both got done for doping.
But absolutely no suggestion that Cadell was involved in any of that behaviour.
No. Absolutely not.
Pure Cadell.
No. Not what? A cyclist taking drugs?
Not
when
Cadell.
Everyone else in the field was taking drugs? Absolutely not Cadell. And I want to be very clear on that. Not Cadell.
Not Cadell.
Alan Border is turning 66 today.
I love this example.
So do I. Duck Parkinson.
Is this a
he
real
passed
song?
Away this year, Duck. Late last year.
Is this a serious song?
Yes. It's a tribute to Alan. He's you and me. Without 66 today. Yeah. Alex Rodriguez, formerly with J-Lo, is turning 46. See, Ellen. Jenny and Ben Affleck seem to be living it up at the moment.
Too, don't they?
Publicity stunt.
And Yahoo Serious is turning 68.
That's on this day for July 27th.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
Yesterday, as part of the Olympics, we watched a bloke win the triathlon. Where was he from, Will?
Norwegian, no.
Norwegian guy.
Norway.
And he was banging along towards the finish line, and we were like, oh, this guy.
I thought he was going to have a heart attack.
Yeah, well, because he was sort of trying to enjoy it, but also trying to keep his life together. And then he crossed the line and fell onto all fours, and we were like, he's exhausted.
Yeah.
And no one was sort of helping him. I was like, someone should probably see if that bloke's all right.
Yes.
He's peaking. Because he's also ecstatic. He's won a gold medal. It's the culmination of all of his dreams come true. Mm. Then he did a little vom.
And just little one.
Just a little watery one. I thought, he's had a little vom. Yeah. You know, I don't think he's finished. And then I was right, he hadn't finished, because then he did a giant vom.
Yeah. It always starts with a little one.
It was like... that scene when the puppet in the alleyway in
Team America.
Team America.
That's my favourite. Oh my God. It just goes on and on.
It just is relentless. Oh. It's like you've taken a joke so far that you just keep going with the joke. And the little puppet vomits for about an hour.
Yeah.
Apparently in that scene the hose actually broke and it was a malfunction, but they found it so funny they just kept filming.
Oh, good trivia, Will. Yeah, so that was wasn't good. Supposed to be the scene. We're asking the question, where did you vom? Because vomiting is a real thing.
Yes.
It happens all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe you're caught short somewhere.
Lauren is a professional vomiter.
I was just going to say there was one time where I did a very similar little vom, then a, like,
then a title
like Team American style vom. I was at my favourite nightclub. I'm not going to say where, but everyone.
We got an idea.
People who know, you know where it is.
And I was upstairs. There's a upstairs dance floor, which gets extremely hot, like very warm. And we'd been day drinking for my friend's birthday.
Sure.
I had... was very dehydrated. Very dehydrated.
Because you're only drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
That's not and hydrating, by the
way. I do this sit-down dance where I sit on the end of a couch and I was dancing and I just went, oh, I feel a bit hot. And all of, I just went, uh-oh.
Ooh.
And I couldn't find a glass. And I just went, a little one came up, bleh, and got on the back of my friend's legs.
Oh.
And he turned around and said, do you need to get out of here? And I said,
yes.
And I just nodded. Mm. He's dragging me through. As we got out of the room and down the stairs, I could not hold it. It came from a place in my body. I don't
Where nothing should come from.
Yeah. From your ankles.
It did.
Spewed a ringer.
I didn't even feel sick. And it just came through. I put my hands over my mouth. It came through my nose, through my hands, went everywhere. I remember just looking up and everyone was, like, it's silent in the nightclub.
Yes.
And we ran.
Music stopped.
Yeah, music stopped.
Some poor
person. Party's over, guys. Lauren's here. You do love a vom.
Paul, what happened?
Yeah, I was on a morning peak hour train when I was a young bloke, had a big night the night before. Felt a little bit crook. We were pulling to Flinders Street Station. I lit a bit of a spray, go, put the hand over the mouth, sprayed all the dudes in the suit.
Oh, no.
I was an apprentice carpenter, they just had my overalls on.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was a packed train. They weren't really impressed.
Of course not. You vomited on their suits at the start of the
real
day.
Impressed.
Well, that was about 42 years ago, so I'm still having a bit of a laugh about it.
42 years ago.
Not sure they're having a laugh about it, though.
They'll probably remember it. Yeah, I'm sure we blokes walking around going, God, remember that guy threw up on me a new suit that morning?
Well, you'd never forget that.
Just imagine your commute. You've got your briefcase, got your coffee.
A bloke in overalls vomiting on you.
A stranger vomiting on you.
How revolting.
That would never be you with a briefcase.
It would definitely be me.
To Marty with a briefcase?
What would I have in it? Sandwiches.
Yeah. Tiny teddies.
Salt and vinegar chippies.
Chips.
That's in your briefcase.
Snacks.
Drew in Melton.
Yeah, hi guys. It actually wasn't me, but I was in a fancy nightclub with a friend of mine for their birthday, and on the opposite side of the room was a couple came in and started going pretty hot and heavy at it.
Mm.
When the bloke got up to go get some more drinks, the lovely lady there spewed on herself, used her jacket to clean it up, and try and hide the mess, and then proceeded to pass with him when he came back, and he didn't know about it.
Oh, that's horrific.
No, thank you.
The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M.
There's some funny tweets overnight coming out of the US after Australia's very own Ariana Titmus won the 400 free last night.
Yeah.
And the American girl was supposed to win. Or was she was, you know, equal favourite, I guess you'd say. Ledecky, Katie Ledecky. And the Americans have lost their gear.
Well, the Americans all know her so well because she's like their Thorpe.
She's a legend.
She's the best female swimmer of all time, arguably.
Kate jumped onto Twitter from America last night and said, that Australian swim coach is toxic as F. And I hope these athletes don't have to deal with him much longer. There's no way he's not building unsafe and potentially abusive relationships. With all we know about athlete mental health, especially Olympic athletes, it's extra disgusting.
Because he celebrated his
Because he was
win.
Enjoying what? His swimmer's win in the stands. That bird's just put two and two together and come up with manipulative pig.
Yeah.
Paul Hanlon Jr. has chipped in with, at least the Olympics now have a world-class villain we can root against, what? Ariana Titmus.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because she won a race?
Because she won a race.
Oh, what sore losers.
I know, they're awful people, Americans. I agree with you totally.
The Marty Shergold Show, Triple M.
And best person for the job.
Yeah.
Checking
Couldn't
out what's
make
going
it,
in Japan.
So we've got Will.
Yeah.
Sorry, Barretts.
Well, we couldn't get the best. Me. But here's Will.
Well, Will is also in isolation, so there's not much else going on at your house, is there, Will, apart from watching the Olympics?
It's wall-to-wall Olympics.
Yeah.
Oh.
How's your cross-stitch?
That's getting there.
Yeah.
During the ad break.
Unfortunate red wine spill on the cross-stitch.
That is a balls up. A couple of nice international Olympic stories before we get into what's going to happen today, because we always focus on the Australians. So a Japanese teenager has become Japan's youngest gold medalist overnight.
Yes.
13-year-old Momiji Nishiya has clinched the women's street skateboarding competition at the age of 13.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable for Japan. 13. They are currently on top of the gold medal tally.
It's so young, isn't it, 13?
Yeah.
The pressure on those kids.
Unbelievable.
I mean, I suppose it isn't even pressure when you're 13. You're just skateboarding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You haven't learnt what pressure is.
There's no age limit.
What's the age limit at the Olympics, Will?
I can't imagine there is one.
There must be one.
If you're good enough, you can be a part of it.
Seriously?
Is that right? I just assumed.
I don't know.
13, so no, neither do I.
I mean, I've never heard of anyone younger than 13. There's been a couple of young swimmers over the years.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Philippines as well, a country of 100... Yeah, Lauren?
Well, I think it depends on the sport, but it says there is no universal minimum age for the Olympics. But for gymnastics, though, they have to be 16, so I think... And boxers have to be 18, so it kind of depends on
the sport.
Sport by sport.
Well, that makes sense that you've got to be 18 to box.
Mm. Yeah.
So the Philippines, a country of 111 people, they've been competing at the Olympics since 1924. They've won their first ever gold medal overnight. And it was in weightlifting. Hidalyn Diaz won in the women's event, 55-kilogram category. So well done to the Philippines. It's a long time coming.
What? Hang on. How many people did you say are in the Philippines?
111 million.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Huge country.
Similar size to Russia, I believe.
And they've never won a
population.
They've only won silvers and bronzes. It's their first gold.
Oh, that is a
story
for
the Philippines. They'd be celebrating.
Going through the roof.
Yeah.
In Manila.
Yes.
So the highlights for Australia today. Jess Fox is the one name you need to keep an eye on.
She's outstanding.
The semi-final, then followed by the final of the slalom K1 will take place today. She qualified fastest by 3 seconds in front of Germany's Ricarda Funk.
Oh, yeah.
That happens at 3 p.m. So she won the bronze in this event in 2016.
Yeah.
So Jess is on for a gold today.
Will and I were texting last night when the Aussie was going down that course, the
Big
Rapids
Dan Watkins
course. And I said to Will, how long do you reckon it'd take me to do that course? And Will replied, what, going through all the gates? And I said, yes. I reckon I described it as a 3-night camping trip. I'd have to pull the kayak over and have a night off and then go back in at gate 7, continue down. And then I said to Will, you know what else I'd like when I'm doing my 3-night camping trip and trying to do the course? I'd like an inbred guy playing the banjo on the banks as well.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding. And then, hey, we were going to do this.
We'll do it another time.
Then we found
there's legs in it.
But Will goes, do you reckon that bloke's got an IMDb? You know, the kid that played the banjo in The Deliverance? I'm like, I don't know. I wouldn't think so. Well, he does.
Mm.
And that's a whole other story.
Yeah. There's a
I
whole
have
world
into
there.
Him
There's
before.
A whole world of stuff going on with the Deliverance IMDb.
DC.
Good fingers from you. This feels like such a fun song until you're floating up a river with Burt Reynolds and guys are shooting you with arrows.
This is Jess Fox coming down the rapids.
This is me setting up my tent at gate 7.
Day 3.
I'm going back in tomorrow to get to gate 14. It just looks like such hard work.
Yeah.
Oh, it's brutal.
Anyway.
In the pool. Kayleigh McEwen.
Yes.
One of our better medal chances. She and Emily Seebohm are in the 100-metre backstroke final at 11:45 a.m. or so, based on when the events happen.
Okay.
McEwen currently holds the world record in this event. She set it in June, and she was the third fastest qualifying, so a big chance for a gold there.
She's very good.
Straight after that, 100-metre backstroke in the men's. Yeah. Mitch Larkin is ranked third for Australia, so he's a chance to get on the podium.
Now, it used to be Matt Welsh, didn't it, who's married to Bert and Patty's daughter. Lauren.
I assume her surname's Newton?
Yeah, what did I say his name was? Matt Welsh.
That's who's married to Bert and Patty's. Right.
And they've got multiple kids now, Lauren and Matt. Like, they've got about 5.
It's a few.
Yes.
Good backstrokers?
Yeah, they'll be good swimmers.
Ariana Titmus.
Six children.
Wow.
Unbelievable. How's Bert going? Have we had an update?
No.
His leg's on the show later.
What else, Will?
Ariana Titmus is in action again, mate.
Is she?
200 metre freestyle semi.
Yeah.
She'll be head to head with Katie Ledecky once again. Cole Chalmers in the 100 metre freestyle heats starting tonight.
Great.
In the hockey, the Kookaburras play Argentina at 10:30. We're 2-0 top of Group A. Argentina are second in that group. Ooh, so
that'll
be a
good game of hockey. I've been enjoying the hockey.
Oh, it's great, especially when we're so good at it. Mm. The Opals, our women's basketball team, will play Belgium to open their campaign at 6:20 p.m. tonight without Liz Cambage.
One to finish with.
Around the same time, Matildas play World Cup champions USA. We are third in Group 4. We need to win or draw for a spot in the quarterfinal. We might make it, but we need a result.
Well done, Will.
Thank you.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
Good to see you sorted out with snacks over there, Marty. We don't want to see you get hungry. Tiny teddies, there's muesli bars, there's...
I forgot how hungry I was. And then I remembered all the snacks we've got in the office.
I'm doing some ASMR with Will.
Mm. You love ASMR. I never heard about ASMR until you told me about ASMR.
What's ASMR?
What's it stand for?
It's...
something about...
Sensory?
Sensory. Mm.
Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response.
And it can be anything. It can be someone tickles your back and you respond to that.
But it's audio, isn't it?
It can be. Some people get ASMR from that sound.
Ah. It's the tingling sensation that begins in the scalp and moves down the spine.
Oh, yes. Oh,
like when you do egg crack on your back.
Mm, or when I have a big Thai massage. Thank you, madam. Come on, fellas. How'd you break your nose is the question we're asking now. Nose. What I do say. I love these kind of phoners when people break stuff. It's my favourite thing to do on radio. It always has
been.
Bit
of fun.
I'm not ashamed of that. I love hearing about how people break things. Australia's Jake Birtwistle. Mr. Birtwistle. What a funny name.
It's fun.
Mr. Birtwistle. It's like a 1930s name. Mr. and Mrs. Birtwistle are staying in room 3. Australia's Jake Birtwistle has proven he's Tokyo's toughest man. Right, here we go. I'm on it now. After completing the triathlon, despite having his race ruined in the opening moments, there was a false start, which Will alerted us to yesterday, when some sort of tugboat drifted across half the field at the start of the triathlon.
How was that?
It was literally
farcical.
It was 10 metres off the dock, wasn't it, Will?
Yeah, it was. I believe it was a camera boat.
And was it? Right.
And it was just chilling. It was just sitting in front of half the field.
Looking for the good shot.
Yeah.
And then they've gone go, and half the field's jumped in.
And the other half was like, should I go? Because there's a boat in front
in
of
the
me.
Way.
And it was a big boat. It wasn't a tiny boat.
A
it
monster.
Wasn't like a tinny. It was a giant boat. In that mayhem that then ensued, Jake copped a kick to the face that broke his nose. So he has literally dived off the wharf and broken his nose.
Mm.
Literally within the first, 30 seconds. He was actually one of the supposed lucky few whose entry was not blocked by the boat. So he was at the good end of the dock and still someone kicked him in the face and broke his nose. How'd you break your nose? 133353.
This is the same triathlon that the guy threw up in.
Yes.
Yeah.
At the end.
This is the start of
How
it.
How eventful.
Yep. It was. Jake had to swim, then bike, and then run with the broken nose.
Yeah, he finished.
Imagine running with a broken nose.
Oh. Which would be worse? Would be worse, swimming or running? Because bike
running.
Would be fine.
I
You've
think
just
running.
Got a broke running, yeah. Because
that
you're
jolting,
boom, boom, boom,
the, yeah,
boom.
The impact,
oh, knowing yeah. that was happening.
But yeah, then getting salt happened. Water up your broken nose
would
maybe
hurt.
Be good for it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Clean it oh, out, yeah. flush it out. Salt water fixes most things. Yeah. How many
Tokyo
times have you heard that?
All the time. My
Mate, jump in
life.
The water, it'll fix it. So, yeah. I don't think it will. My leg's hanging off.
And blood attracts sharks. Hello.
Yeah, hello. There's a shark on me. Is the salt water going to fix this? Because I can see my bone.
But remember, this was also the event they were worried they were going to swim through sewage.
Oh.
Bit of a poopy swim.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's got stinks of Bondi.
Well.
Yeah. God, I'm so full of chocolate
Same,
pretzels. I'm
so
going to vomit in my own
yeah,
mouth.
I
Thank
can
you,
hear
Sarah
it.
Marie, for bringing yeah. those in.
Sarah Marie's just dropped in some milk chocolate covered pretzels, which I then, Sarah Marie, have taken to the next level and put salt and vinegar chips and made a chocolate pretzel sandwich over salt and vinegar chips.
It's a whole other phoner.
Thank you.
That's breakfast for Marty done. So thank you, Sarah Marie. Well done.
How'd you break your nose?
Gary in Drysdale. What happened?
Hey. Yeah, for Marty's sake, I'll keep it short.
Thank you, Gary.
So I was playing golf, and Lauren, you know how they have little markers at the start of the golf course where you tee off from?
Nah.
No, I didn't think so, but anyway, so they do. Right. And these markers were cement at the time, and so I've teed off from the blue marker, and the women's marker's about 10 metres in front.
Mm.
Wasn't the greatest shot. Straight into one of the red cement women's markers. The ball's come back at probably 195 kilometres an hour and bang.
Straight into the snod. Oh, my God. God, that would hurt.
Sure would.
You couldn't do it if you tried.
You couldn't do it. Tiger Woods couldn't do it.
Great
That's unbelievable.
Mikey, how'd you break your nose?
So pre-season for you training a few years ago. New bloke down to the club. It's in November, so settle down. Anyway, I'm talking to the ball, hit over it. He goes to kick the footy off the ground. He's missed the ball.
Oh.
He's kicked my schnoz. I'm in Mitcham. Schnoz is in Donvale.
Oh, my God. Well done, Mikey. Will, you broke your nose really badly when you were in year 12.
Yeah, it was mayhem. I was playing beach soccer at cross country camp, the last day of cross country camp, mind you. So I'd done all the running.
Everything bad happens on the last day of things.
Yeah. Particularly when I exercise, things seem to go awry.
Yeah. And well, that's why you're in isolation, because you went to the gym.
And so I was keeper, and then a poor kid who would have been grade 10, Kai, he's tried to get past me at keeper, and I've put my head square into the top of his knee.
Oh.
So it was mainly me, but I broke my cheekbone, eye socket, and nose.
Oh, my God.
And just a tap of blood.
Yeah.
There was blood all over the sandals being carried. I don't remember most of it, but...
How are you still so pretty?
Oh, thank you. I don't know. It's actually not that... No, you can actually tell if you look.
Did it repair itself, or did you have to have plates, or...?
No, it repaired itself, which is good. But I can't feel the top right half of my teeth.
Is that right? I can show you a trick for that later. I can bring that feeling back for you.
It doesn't involve the chocolate pretzel.
It's going to hurt, I'm not going to lie.
Let's go to Sam in Mirrabar. Sam, how'd you bust your nose, Sam?
My girlfriend, we're on a dance podium at a nightclub.
And
she's come up to give me a big hug.
Yeah.
And pushed us backwards off the dance podium. Oh, so she's broken her nose on my shoulder when we're falling. And I broke my finger.
Oh, you broke your finger. Oh. Well, that's a different phoner, but ring back when we do that one, Sam.
Because we will.
Oh, definitely do how'd you break your finger. We might do it tomorrow.
Chris in Bayswater.
How you going, guys?
Good, Chris.
That's good. I actually broke my nose twice in one year.
Oh, my God.
I was at a mate's place. Instead of diving into the water and hitting a boat full of adrenaline, I dived into the pool and hit the step full of alcohol.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
You're lucky you only broke your nose.
I know. Smashed my nose, broke that, and again, tap of blood everywhere, all over the ground and in the pool and that sort of thing.
Mm.
Then... literally later that year, same mate whose house I was at, he swung off a rope swing after I swung off it at the Yarra River in Warrandyte, landed straight on my face from about 3 metres high with his feet and broke my nose again.
Oh, my God. Get rid of him.
Yeah, mate, no,
5 seconds. Stand by two. It's all just a little bit of
history. On this day. And July 27th, we're up to today.
On this day, I invented a fantastic snack.
Yeah.
Pretzels That'll covered be, in chocolate. Oh, we'll
on this day on. Next year.
On this day 2021. Last year. Pretzels covered in chocolate around salt and vinegar chips.
I'm blaming Sarah Marie for that.
It's on our Instagram. If you have a name for it, the new snack, we'd love you to comment.
Chipsel. That's good. A chipsel.
Yeah.
That's the lead up.
Yep.
On this day in 1586, Walter Raleigh brings the first tobacco to England from Virginia. Little did they know how addictive that would be.
1586.
In the days when you didn't care if you smoked. No one knew.
No one knew how bad it was.
Smoked the house down.
Mm.
Must have been a wonderful time to live in complete ignorance of everything.
You'd be having fun in 1586.
What's the average life expectancy? Let's find that out for 1586.
I reckon it'd be about 40.
Yeah.
If you lived till you were like 70, you'd be some sort of messiah.
You would.
Or, as they used to call, Kerry Ann Kennelly's.
Did they?
18, I'd done that, did that about an hour ago. 1940, Bugs Bunny, Warner Brothers cartoon character, created by Tex Avery, Bob Givens. First booze in wild hair.
You okay?
You've got a mouthful of choxel.
Chips coming out of my mouth. Debut. My saliva glands are making spit.
What's up, Doc? There's a wabbit down there, and I'm trying to catch him.
Rascally wabbit.
No one watches the cartoons anymore, do
they? No.
That's all you could watch on a Saturday morning.
That was life.
That was life. You get up and watch the cartoons.
In the 80s.
No one watches cartoons
anymore.
Now the
kids come in and ask me if they can watch Netflix. It's like 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
No cartoons.
Go outside.
Cartoons are massive still.
Are they?
At Will's house, obviously.
I still watch cartoons.
Yeah. Bluey and Peppa Pig and...
Oh, yeah, but they're not cartoons.
SpongeBob.
They're like proper shows. No, I've done that one. My colour coding system is not working today.
Someone took your highlighter.
Someone did. Someone took my highlighter. 1977, John Lennon is granted a green card for permanent residence in the US.
John Lennon. All the
people. Like how Will says strength. Length.
John Langdon.
Length. Today.
Too many snaps. Yeah. 1987, first expedited salvaging of the Titanic wreck begins.
But this ship comes.
Titanic in 5 seconds, we love it.
They went and retrieved it in less time than that movie took.
True.
1990, Graham Gooch scores 333 versus India at Lords.
I asked Lauren why she put this on.
Mm.
She hadn't heard of Graham Gooch and just giggled at his name.
Graham Gooch.
Yeah, because he's got a funny name.
Yeah, he played until he was 40, Gooch.
Huh.
At test level.
To be fair, that was his highest test score.
Yeah.
So it is worth mentioning.
Yeah, he's a good cricketer, yeah. Graham Gooch. 2012, Queen Elizabeth II and Daniel Craig as James Bond opened the 30th Olympics in London in the United Kingdom.
Open the Games of London, celebrating the 30th Olympiad of the modern era.
They kind of had her, like, didn't they have her pretending to parachute in, Will?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was part of, like, a skit at the start. Daniel Craig is James Bond and the Queen.
Parachuting in.
Walking through it, yeah.
Skit is an awful word, isn't it?
Sounds a bit rude.
So demeaning.
Yeah,
they knocked together a little skit.
The Queen and James Bond.
The Queen and Daniel Craig.
Yeah, the Queen and Daniel Craig did a little skit.
What would you call it?
Have a look at it if you want to.
A little content spot.
Content spot.
Oh, I just knocked up a little skit with the Queen. Did you? Nicolaj Coster-Waldau. Jamie Lannister is turning 51. Oh, right.
Game of Thrones.
The actor. Jamie Lannister was the one with the gold hand, wasn't he? Fake hand? Was that Jamie?
Yes.
Lannister?
Yeah. And the
Game
sister.
And the sister.
Yeah.
The dirty birds. The sister and the brother. Remember, and that's why the kid was crippled, because he saw them and they pushed him out of the tower.
Passed me by, Game of Thrones.
Did it?
Yeah.
You could still watch it all.
You can still watch
it. It's really good.
It's a big commitment, though, isn't it? It goes for season after season.
I think it's like seven.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It just ended on such a flat note, I think, put people off.
I still didn't watch it, because remember, spoiler.
Someone told me. Yeah. Now, Will's put this one in. None of us know who this is. He's turning 52. Someone called Triple H. Time to play the
game. I've never heard of Triple H.
Never.
Now, there is a Marty Shear poll up on our Instagram. There's five people on this chat right now.
Yeah. No
one. Four of you have not heard of Triple H.
No one had heard of the Triple H.
Apparently, I'm the idiot.
Well.
No, I'm not. You're not an idiot.
You're not an idiot. We're just saying that none of us have heard of this bloke. And even now that I'm looking at photos of him, clearly he's a wrestler. but I have no idea who he is.
No.
The Shear poll currently has about 50 votes. You want to know what the percentage breakdown is?
Yep.
Yeah.
76% have heard of it.
It's not being reflected in the room here.
No. Well, Matt thought it was a radio station.
I thought it was Triple H. Triple M's sister station.
In Hobart. Won't be a part of that polo. It's
Ho
there.
FM.
The Marty Shiegold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shiegold Show. Triple M.
I just want to get the facts. I want the facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Double checked.
Oh, this is really, really fast.
And taking some notes, Loza, the mistakes this morning.
Just a couple. There's actually one from yesterday, which Danny rang up for today.
Not Danny Lakey. Triple M's very own.
No.
Highlights.
No.
Is he still working?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
That's where your highlights are.
Never heard much.
And our chocolates. Danny rang in with a fact check from yesterday's show because we suggested that the 46-year-old gymnast we spoke about was the oldest athlete at the Olympics.
The Uzbekistan gymnast.
Yes.
Did we say that?
I think we suggested
46 was about as old as you go.
Because Andrew Hoy.
Now's the time to know everything, Will.
We wouldn't have said that.
Will, now is not the time to know everything.
Back away
there
quietly.
There is a 48-year-old Australian ping pong player at year's Olympics.
Oh, she's doing well.
Jan Fang Lei.
She's into the fourth round.
Jan Fang Lei.
Yes. And she's competed at 6 Olympic Games. The Has first she? Australian woman to compete at 6 Olympic Games.
Always in ping pong?
Yep. On this day in 15... Oh, Will has more to say.
Andrew Hoy, the equestrian rider, who's at his 8th Olympics.
How old is he?
He's 62.
Jesus!
Yeah, but equestrian.
He's not
the
married
the horse is doing the job.
He's not the guy married to... Hang on. What did you say?
It's the horse doing the job.
The horse is doing all the work
in equestrian.
He's
doing something of it too. Using his heels.
Yeah.
That's not the guy that's married to Sam Armitage, is it?
No, that's Dick Lavender.
Oh,
Dick Lavender.
Right. It's another older woman from the Southern Highlands.
On this day in 1586, Walter Raleigh brings the first tobacco to England from Virginia. Somehow we got into life expectancy in the 1500s.
Yes. What is it?
From the 1500s onward until around the year 1800, life expectancy throughout Europe hovered between 30 and 40 years of age.
Oh, gosh.
You'd be gone.
Oh, well, you only got to cut your finger when you're working in the field and
in the
you get an infection and you're dead.
Yeah.
I mean, literally.
Yes. You get a cold and you're dead.
Well, maybe not a cold.
Yes.
Okay, a cold. I stand corrected. My apologies. It does seem as though no one's allowed to interrupt fact check today.
Not today.
And that is a fact. Lauren is angry today.
No, I'm not.
I know you're not.
Do you want to hear some names for your pretzel sandwich that people have suggested on Instagram?
Okay, this is what I invented today. Mm-hmm. It's Sarah Marie brought chocolate pretzels into the studio for us because she knows we like to snack.
Yep.
I put one chocolate pretzel on the bottom, then I put salt and vinegar chips, multiple chips, and then a chocolate pretzel on top.
See, I would do it the other way. I'd put the pretzel in the middle and do the chips either side.
No.
Ooh, okay. A bit crumbly.
Yeah. Oh,
too much chocky.
I mean, I don't want to get you angry because I know it's fact check.
Okay.
Whatever you want to do.
Tina suggested sheer magic moments.
Oh!
Which I like.
Excellent.
JP Plum Gas, which I imagine is a plumbing company, suggested Choc Chip Sanger, which is just...
Yeah, it's about as basic as it gets.
Yeah. Luke suggested Turd Sandwich.
What? Oh.
But my favourite is from Danny, and he's just said to call it Gout.
Yes, Danny. Feet are improving, but that's not helping.
Marty Shiegold, now on Triple M. The Marty Shiegold Show.
Before we go, the back ends of the Marty Shiegold Show from Triple M.
Back ends back.
Yes.
So these are some of the messages we received throughout the show and that reflects the podcast that you've just listened to.
Yes.
First of all, this came from Richard at 6:51 a.m. Morning, guys. It's Richard the Big Dick from Moolap.
Oh.
I was listening to the show on the internet and must have missed the delay. So pissed off that I missed your call.
Oh.
Sorry, Big Dick.
Oh, we called him
from Moolap.
Yeah, I woke up with Marty.
Yeah, and he didn't
answer.
So the streaming on a computer.
It's slightly delayed by, I reckon, about 20 or 30 seconds.
Right. So yeah. Delayed but, enough for him not to answer his phone.
Yes. But the phone call wasn't delayed.
Like, no, the phone,
no, the phone
still...
call wasn't.
But then in his head, he thought, well, they're not doing it yet. So
yes,
that wouldn't
see,
be them.
I can see the confusion Richard. There.
Oh, mm. Yeah. I can see how that would work.
Yeah, that's confusing. Yeah.
I'll draw your diagram in the car.
I'm making it up. I'm pretending I understand.
So Richard's listening here, but his phone rings here.
Yeah.
And then... everything, and then he's like, well, what? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
So, like, as Richard's listening, we're still doing the chip poll. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
But we're talking about something else.
He's back in time.
Yeah. The point is, I think if you've registered for I Wake Up With Marty, you should always answer your phone.
Yeah.
There's the voice of reason, Matthew.
See, always. That's why he's in charge.
Classic Matthew. Yeah.
Can't wait to hear it on the radio.
All right. You've made your point.
It is true, though.
Don't harangue the listeners, mate.
John got in touch. Hey, we'll want to let Loz know how she can set up all the extra channels on her Fetch. Are you interested in this?
Well,
you gasped.
I am.
You seem less interested.
No, yeah, I know
you
how
started
to set the channels
out
up.
Super interested.
Yeah,
but then I think
we'll move on. It's fine.
No. Because it's things like I can't add binge. Oh, it doesn't matter. Binge.
Apparently, there's a way. We'll do it in private.
Okay, oh, really?
Thank you, John.
I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah,
felt a bit off there, I'm not going to lie.
This is
me
from...
too. Two old bros didn't like it.
Could have had that chat in the lift, guys.
On the way out of the building.
It's the only time we get to talk.
It's the only time we chat.
Are you kidding? You guys do. No, you do not stop talking.
If there's a phone, you can call each other.
I've never heard two people talk more while I'm trying to work.
Same person, split them in half and you can make one.
Oh. So true. From the very first day when I suggested they would end up dating, remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Just the same
The awkwardness between the two of them.
Yeah, the nervous giggles looking at the floor.
The nervous giggles.
That
Lauren
one
went
time
bright,
we were
bright
like...
red.
Funny because it's true.
Funny stuff. Well, we haven't had the Christmas party yet.
That's true.
It's coming up.
This is from Jack Ham Imagery. I wonder what he does. He's a bit of a photographer. Okay. Hey, guys, Jack from Penrith, just up the Hume. Just wanted to let you know that I'm one of those frothing over the back end. Obviously, you've been putting in the hard yards during lockdown. Keep up the hard work. So that was one of a lot of messages we had people defending the back end.
Good.
Because this is pretty new.
We love the back end.
The back end's fun, but I worried that it was overkill.
Yes.
No. Yeah.
But I guess you can just, as Matthew said, stop listening.
Yeah. Skip through it.
It's still fun for us to do.
Yeah, it's no trouble. Yeah.
Kieran has a story
Believe
about
me,
an electric
if it
blanket.
Was trouble and not fun, I would not be here. If I felt like this was in any way annoying.
Did you say Kira Ann or Kieran?
How would you pronounce this name? She's the one who sent through her son, the chippy, cut his phone in half.
Oh, yeah.
K-I-E-R-A-N-N.
Yeah,
Kieran.
Okay. She has a story about an electric blanket similar to yours, Marty.
Yeah.
Similar to your memories. So she was a kid. She was 11. Woke up feeling unwell one morning after sleeping all night with the electric blanket on, which we discussed was a bit of a danger.
Oh, yeah.
Went to mum, told her I feel sore over my stomach, lifted my nightie to find out I was burnt and blistered all over my torso.
Oh.
The blanket must have caught fire during the night as scorch marks were up the cord and it was all discoloured. No scars, but very lucky.
Yeah, very lucky.
She didn't wake up.
Yeah.
My skin was being burnt. I
reckon. Heavy sleeper. Yeah.
Don't harangue the listeners.
Sorry.
You guys are really singling some people out today.
And finally from Dwight, a member of my crew, this is to do with tradies doing poos, which we did on the show the chat.
Yes.
A member of my crew had an issue with our on-site supervisor. The supervisor used to leave his boots on site at the end of the day. And at the end of the day, old mate took a dump in his boots.
Oh, no.
The turd was perfect. It stood up like a cobra.
Wonderful.
Touch of the street.
Thank you, Dwight.
At Marty Sheargold Show. Chat to you next time.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Mucking around, having a bit of fun. Triple M.